The American flag was raised at Hampshire College this morning, 2 weeks after the removal of the Stars and Stripes drew national attention, sharp criticism, and protests outside the campus of the small liberal arts school in Amherst. Hampshire College President Jonathan Lash said the flag was raised at the center of campus Friday morning as a, quote, symbol of our hopes for justice, fairness, and freedom. He acknowledged he was caught off guard by the level of criticism and off-campus protests that was sparked by the flag's removal.
We felt we were exercising First Amendment rights and going through a learning process that for people outside of the campus, for many people that was very hurtful and they didn't understand what we were trying to do. And we've changed course.
The flag flap at Hampshire began after the November 8th election of Donald Trump when students lowered the flag to half staff. 2 days later, somebody burned the flag. The flag was flown again on Veterans Day, then lowered to half staff and eventually removed on November 18th. Lash called the flag a disruptive symbol on the campus and said his decision to remove it was intended to enable dialogue about anti-immigrant and racist issues that had emerged from the national election campaign.
What happened was that the reaction outside the college was so loud and so vehement that it degraded the possibility of having that discussion.
Lash said the college's phone lines had been jammed with angry callers and he'd received many threatening emails.
The threats that we've been getting have made it difficult for the school to go about its business, and it seemed to me it was time to move on. We won't end the discussions, but we'll have them going forward with the flag up.
Democratic State Representative John Vilas of Westfield, a captain in the U.S. Army Reserve who saw combat in Afghanistan, had called the removal of the flag a disgrace. He praised Friday's about-face at the college.
Absolutely ecstatic that Old Glory is flying again at Hampshire College.
Vilas offered to join in the Hampshire College discussions on what the flag symbolizes to different people.
You can have all of those important discussions, just have them with the flag up. The flag doesn't recognize any sexual orientation. It doesn't recognize any religious creed. It doesn't recognize any ethnicity. It is America. We are the melting pot here. It is what is everything is good, bad, everything about this country that flag symbolizes. But I commend the college for putting it back up. Better late than never.
Hundreds of flag-waving protesters rallied outside the campus Sunday. Eric Segundo, vice commander of the Massachusetts Veterans of Foreign Wars, said he and many others plan to return to Amherst this Sunday and declare mission accomplished.
We continue to say, if not us, then who? If it's not us that stands for our flag, then who else? Who else is left to defend her? So it was a great show of patriotism, and I think Sunday will be that same example again.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, who joined in criticizing the removal of the flag, calling it an insult to veterans, said Friday he was pleased the college had made, quote, the correct and respectful decision, unquote, to again fly the flag. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.